When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Man, I want so badly to dress like Kevin Costner's character on Yellowstone. It's a big thing in my life now. It's frustrating because I don't live that lifestyle at all, even close, to be wearing cowboy boots and flannel shirts and vests and a cowboy hat. But damn, he looks good in all that, the way he dresses in Montana on that ranch. I don't ever see myself living like that to be able to pull off that wardrobe.
Because there's no beach in Montana.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd look like a clown walking around a beach town dressed like a cowboy.
Maybe. A beach cowboy.
But I can't wear boots in the heat. I don't know how people do that. Even if they're not wearing cowboy boots, if they're wearing, some hiking boots or something. If it's a summer and it's hot, that looking at that makes me start sweating. I'm a boots in the winter only person. But damn, I got to figure out some way to pull it off. Because, I'm not as old as he is, but I'm old. And that's one thing I worry about. Maybe they think I've lost my mind, my bearings, my marbles. Yeah, look at that. I mean, how cool does he look?
It's badass.
Of course, he's got one thing going for him that I don't, even though he's a lot older than I am. He's really handsome.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, very.
I've seen several things that say one of the things women like about this show is that all the men are good-looking, and it's a variety of ages of good-looking guys.
Yeah. He has a son on the show's name's Casey, and he's the youngest. He's the one right there on the right in that picture. There he is.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's another guy named Rip. He's right here, Riggins, in the black. You see? Yeah, right there. Oh, and he's the bigger, tougher, more rugged guy. And a lot of the women think he's good looking.
Ooh, look at that.
But that's, that's kind of his adopted son, so to speak.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was looking at.
So packing. So y'all are looking at his deer in his jeans.
Woo!
They make it kind of.
Boy, what you got in there? Get over here.
All right. So, Alexis, this is the opposite of the guys that you date. But is that. Is that attractive to you? Would you date any of these? Well, maybe not Kevin Costner because he's so much older, but the first guy that we showed and then this guy named Rip.
Yes.
You would?
I would totally go for a cowboy.
Wow.
I like that.
I think that's what you need.
It's like a man.
I think it's what you need, really.
Mate, you're probably right.
Because they'd be very respectful, chivalrous. I mean, rugged, manly.
Yummy.
Protect you when you need it, but let you be sassy and independent when you don't need them around.
But also let you know when you need to calm it down.
Yeah, you gotta put me in my place every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Lasso your ass before you get to the liquor store again.
Is being told to calm down part of putting in your place?
Nah.
Like if you're kind of off the rails for a minute and he's like, right, first thing you need to do is calm down. Second thing you need to do is be quiet for a minute.
I don't know if like that's going to get the best reaction.
Shut your effing mouth.
But there's another guy on the show that is good looking. He's one of the cowboys. Not that one, Riggins. That's the older guy. There's a younger one. There he is right there.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, he plays a cowboy on the show. That's him in his regular clothes and all. But I don't even know his name. But yeah. There's a... Yeah, there he goes. Devin, yeah, that's Richards. Him. Go to this one on the left.
Yeah, I like yeah. that picture.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that picture.
So the black cowboy.
He's cute.
Mm-hmm. I like, or would that just be out of place to you? And go, that doesn't even look right.
No, he's cute. But I like the one that was in all dark the most.
Yeah, Rip.
He looks
he's
like...
He's the toughest one.
Yeah, he looks like just like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I need that in my life.
He is. And you said that even before you saw that he has a huge package.
Mm-hmm. Hello, darling.
That's just the icing on top of the cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh. Howdy.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Melt. Yeah. Oh, just melt.
No, he would just look at you and go, ma'am.
Ma'am. I got to go feed them hogs.
Cattle.
You don't feed hogs?
You do, but not on a cattle ranch.
Well, that's what I'm doing. It's going to be a cattle and hog ranch. I got to feed the cattle and the hogs.
We just added the hogs this week. Yeah. You might not have heard about it.
We really should fix that? Alexis up with a cowboy.
Hey, I'm all about if we can find one like that.
A space cowboy.
Ooh, yeah.
Space cowboy. Space cowboy. There you go. That's an old hip-hop song. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Hot for a Cowboy, a smoking hot cowboy's novel by Kim Redford.
I used to find these type of books in my mom's room when I was younger, and I remember always thinking, like, what are these books? Why does she have this book about this woman just laying on this horse with this guy? Till I got older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mama was a freak.
I was like, Mama, why are you reading these books?
I'm curious how that other cowboy got his shirt off, but his gloves stayed on.
Yeah, that means somebody else took it off.
Yeah, I mean, honey, he's still got his gloves on, yet he got his shirt off.
Look at him with the lasso.
Yeah. So he took his shirt off to throw that bale of hay up on his shoulder. Now, I've baled hay a few times. Not a lot, but a few.
Oh, my, when did you bale hay?
It's like crazy.
You wouldn't do it with no shirt on, but once.
Oh, my gosh. There's the combo you need. The cowboy, firefighter, heat. He's multitasking. You
know, fiery passion with a country western kick.
Riggins has found more along the lines of the stripper cowboys in you know, that show up at various bachelorette parties and things.
These aren't real cowboys?
Maybe.
Real cowboys don't wear white jeans when they're out baling hay.
True.
And wouldn't put a bright red... package on their shoulder with a bow on top of it. Wouldn't walk around like that.
Oh, look at that with the puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah.
So when you're talking about that guy being so manly and tough and all that, and on the show he is the one that everybody, you know, looks to even scores and things like that. He is the tough one on the show. So say you are. See, you have a friend that wanted to take you to the country bar one night. So you go in there and a fight breaks out, and this country ass cowboy looking guy beats the crap out of somebody. Are you going to sit there then and be like, oh wow, I thought he was hot, but I think he's way hotter now? Is that going to make him hotter to you?
Definitely. Really? Be like, oh, he's a little bit of a bad boy. I like it.
Yeah, and you know, Ace. Rarely in my life, I don't know if I've ever come across a woman of any kind that doesn't think good looking cowboys are awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it just
encountered a cowboy ever in real life, once they see him, it's like there's something about being a cowboy that always looks good to women.
Yeah. And then the thing about Kevin Costner's character, I was talking about, I could dress like him. He doesn't wear the pro rodeo Wranglers all the time. Pro rodeo Wranglers are the ones that cowboys use. They're high waisted. They make the butt look good, and it also enhances the packaging.
Oh,
and they wear them really, really tight.
They starch them.
They starch them up. They used to do that. I guess they still do. They'd starch them up at the cleaners and all that. But Kevin Costner just wears regular jeans. They may be Wrangler brand, but they got little designs on the pockets, and they look like just designer jeans.
Yeah.
But yeah, any woman. And when I was growing up, there were a lot of cowboys around, rodeo guys, and they always were the ones in town that women always wanted.
Just riding through.
Oh no, they lived in the town, but they were rodeo stuff on the weekends. Like, you know, they were bull riding. My brother-in-law, my wife's sister, Chris, her husband Chuck, was a professional bull rider in his young days. And he was just, you know, he had a regular job, I guess, during the week, and then on the weekends he'd go ride in rodeos. Now they win all kinds of prize money and stuff. I mean, it's crazy how much you can make winning prizes and all in a rodeo.
But my best friend growing up rode bulls for a little while. And, you know, I'd been to a rodeo before, like at the arena a few times, but I'd never been to, like, a little rodeo on a Saturday night kind of thing. And it is flooded with attractive women.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Flooded.
Buckle bunnies.
Yeah. And all the cowboys that have... that have girlfriends, they're all attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what else I like about cowboys, too, is the fact that they are outside a lot. So they're always, it's like something different about them. They're connected to the earth, I feel like.
And you know what? I think that's how they put it as well. They love, except they call it Mother Earth. The cowboys do. You know, I'm really connected to, like, you know, Rip on Yellowstone, he's always walking around with a handful of crystals. You know, getting the vibe from, you know, from the long necks that he's drinking. Mm-hmm. But I also don't picture cowboys ever getting on social media, stuff like that. That's another thing that I think people look at, that image of this person doesn't have to rely on social media for entertainment or... He doesn't have to be in business all the time. Somebody's business.
I wish
he's
just
doing his thing.
I wish I knew of a famous cowboy to look up on Instagram. I don't.
Well, we have a friend. Her name is Paige, and she is married to the most famous cowboy, rodeo cowboy of all time. Ty Murray is his name. And he used to be married to Jewel, the singer. But I don't know if he has his own social media, but she posts pictures of him on her social media. But they live out on a ranch and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I found him on Instagram. Let's see. His first post was on March 3rd. And his last post was June 22nd. He has 2,443 followers. And he's only posted like 6 pictures. And his pictures are... of a motorcycle, a couple of his little girl, mm-hmm. on a horse, Paige, and then there's the very first picture is one of him on a horse, like, hey, it's me, I've got an Instagram, kind of thing.
He probably didn't post any of
them. He doesn't give a damn.
So, but that's not why, you know, in the beginning, that's not why I said I wanted to dress like a cowboy to get ladies. I mean, I don't need to do that. First of all, you don't ever see a fat cowboy. That's the main thing.
That's true.
This is the last time you saw a fat cowboy. They're the rodeo clowns.
Yeah. When you work daylight to dark, that metabolism mm-hmm. never stops.
Right. Although, I could get away with those Luke Combs Crocs. That came out yesterday or today or whenever they're coming out. I could get away with that. He's big boy. Luke Combs.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So where can I find one of these cowboys?
Well,
we'll find you one. We'll find you one.
You are going to have to change your places where you look for them.
No, right? Yeah, I don't think they're going to have luck where I go.
You are not going to find a real cowboy at the damn... you know,
donk races.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
So, my daughter and I had a really nice heart-to-heart conversation on the texts yesterday because I haven't seen her in several weeks, and she goes to school in Nashville, and I haven't talked to her in a couple of days, so I just had one of those moments where I needed to reach out and just have a heart-to-heart with her and all that stuff, so I'll read you this short conversation. Hey, this is my texting her. Hey, do you know what happened last Christmas? Then what did you do the very next day? She replied immediately, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. And then she said, easy one with a gif of somebody rolling their eyes.
She's so cute.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
I would have known what the second line was. I just don't know. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That's a good one. Mumble.
Oh.
So, Riggins, are you going to get, will you get any flack if you discuss this? Okay.
I don't care.
All right.
Yeah.
Not really.
My brother, Kevin, who just had a baby, his wife had a baby this week, or last week, he had to go to Starbucks for her and her mom who was in town, and he just sent us the order that he had to make for Peanut, his wife, and her mom. One iced venti skim milk vanilla latte with 4 pumps of vanilla, 2 pumps of raspberry, 1 pump of peppermint. This is a guy, a full-grown man. Like, he's got a job and shit, and he's work. And then a tall iced almond milk honey flat white with a sprinkle of cinnamon.
Oh, my land.
What is that? Is that coffee or just almond milk?
A flat white is a latte, I think. But she wanted an iced venti skim milk vanilla latte, 4 pumps of vanilla, 2 pumps of raspberry, and 1 pump of peppermint, just a little.
Sweet.
Why is he the one that's placing the order?
Well, he went to the Starbucks. She just had the baby, so she.
Oh, okay, that's right, that's right. She just had a baby.
Yeah,
okay.
She's not going.
I thought, okay.
Well, what does that have to do with it? Get her ass to Starbucks.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been a week.
I know. Well, she doesn't work.
And it's been a week.
And then she sends, like, he sent it in a group message, so she sends back the baby Yoda drinking the Starbucks latte.
Aww. It's like, he's my husband.
He's so sweet.
He does all that kind of stuff. He used to, when we all lived together, the three of us, he used to go and get frozen yogurt for them at 10 o'clock at night. She's like, I want Froyo. I'm like, well, it's 10:30.
Oh, man.
That's a good husband.
He would go out all the time and do that.
I love that.
But at what point does it become, is she not acting like a good wife when she expects him to get up at 10:30 and go get the Froyo?
Yeah, and she should be able to make her own Froyo if she's any kind of a decent housewife.
Stop. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying, at what point does it become, I'm not saying she is, I'm just saying, at what point does it become overbearing and completely thoughtless that she expects him to get up at 10:30 and go get Froyo?
Well, once it's expected. As long as it's not expected.
She walks around, I want Froyo.
It's she already knows. I don't. Maybe she's just putting it out into the universe, and hopefully, magically, the universe will give it back.
You're gonna manifest it.
Yeah. Because if it doesn't, because if it, for some reason the universe doesn't, she's gonna get.
Is she gonna get upset?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're like, yep. That's what it is.
Pinatito.
Would she ever do that for him?
If
he asked.
I don't know.
Is there another exchange that she would give him that he would be like, okay, that's an even exchange?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't recall her ever leaving the house to go get anything.
Exchange. I always think just giving him some sex makes it okay.
Yeah.
Doing him an effing favor.
Not a favor, but, you know, just throwing him a little treat here and there when it's unexpected.
Because you wouldn't normally, huh?
Yeah, because you don't want to do it. You just want to, I just do it, so he'll go get me froyo.
Yeah, using sex as a tool is the worst.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Dangling a vibrating carrot in front of him.
Because he realizes then you don't want to have sex with him. You just want him to go get the froyo, but you're willing to do something to get it.
My dad said, I go to McDonald's, I get a large coffee, it's $1.60. $1.60. Large coffee, McDonald's. That's what I drink.
Yeah, a lot of older men will make that trip to McDonald's every day because they love McDonald's coffee so much. Yeah, my little friend Jenny's dad, and he every morning goes to McDonald's
rather than coffee. Make coffee in the house like in a coffee pot or whatever. He's like, I'll just get it on my way to work. I'll swing by McDonald's every day
because their coffee is good. It really is good. Always has been. It's not a newfangled, you know, the McCafe and all that stuff. Their regular coffee, you know, the kind that burned that lady's lap. She got all the money in the lawsuit. Delicious.
Drinks it black. No frills, no nothing.
Yeah, that's the way my mom is. And she drinks. Does he drink coffee all through the day?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that must be an older Southern person thing.
I never got
drink coffee black.
Yeah, all through the day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like 7 o'clock at night. My mom would say, "Oh, hey, friend from down the street, Miss Sandy's going to swing by. I'm going to put on a pot of coffee real quick."
Like decaf or regular?
Regular.
Oh, wow.
Like 6 o'clock in the evening, she'd come over. They'd have some coffee. My aunt Mickey and them, if they'd come over. And we'd have dinner, lunch, whatever, and then they'd put a pot of coffee on. They'd all sit around and drink coffee.
The thing is, like, I don't think anything about some of the things that you say or that I say because it's how we are.
But
I start thinking about how Riggins receives Aunt Mickey and them. Wait, is that what it was?
I didn't say anything. No? I didn't even look up.
I know, but I'm... imagining what you heard, what you think when you hear stuff like my Aunt Mickey and them.
Who it is.
Been around.
Because it could be Aunt Mickey and Uncle Wayne. It could be Aunt Mickey and the kids. It could be Aunt Mickey and one of her friends. Aunt Mickey's always the person there that's involved in it. So it could be, that's why I go with Aunt Mickey and them, because I don't know who them could be. Yeah. You never know.
I learned so much.
Most Southern women, they will say somebody and them when it's only one other person. My sister-in-law does that. Mm. She'll talk about, to my brother, she'll say, when's Jody and them coming? And it's just the two of us.
Yeah,
I'm and them.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Mm-hmm. Jody and them. Hey, Mickey and them.
Hey, Mickey and them. Sorry about my hair. It looks like a cat sucked on my head.
I need a cup of coffee. Oh.
Yeah, a cup of coffee.
Now, if somebody comes over to visit, used to when they would come visit the parents, like another couple or whatever, somebody's over there, and they would say, whoever's house it was would say, all right, you want some coffee? Yeah, well, if you got some already made, but don't make none on my account.
Yeah.
Don't go to the trouble making any on my account. Yeah, well, it's no trouble.
We'll make it.
Mm-hmm. Won't take but a second.
Yeah, never has anyone gone, oh, well, I don't have any ready, so I'm not going to make
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay, good, because I was about to go to some trouble on your account.
Yeah, it was about to be a hassle, but never mind.
On account, you are here.
Yeah.
I appreciate you letting me go on that one.
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah, my dad sitting outside in the summer in Louisiana in the heat, smoking a cigarette, drinking a cup of coffee after he would eat. It's like, damn, man, it's hot out here. What are you doing?
It's a vibe.
My friend Michael, who is my little friend Jenny's husband and a saint.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah. He can drink zero hot beverages because he's so hot-natured. It doesn't matter how cold it is. Now, it was cold a couple of weekends ago, and we were out in the, you know, we have a fire pit, and everybody's wrapped up, all this stuff. And I made some of that hot caramel apple cider. Mm. He couldn't even taste it. Because if he drank, even outside in the cold, if he drank any kind of hot beverage, his head would start sweating.
That's crazy.
It's hot.
I'm like that, too. Everybody's always cold when they come to my apartment. I always have the AC on. But I can do hot beverages. I can do at least that.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, no. I get hot.
Yeah, I mean, I love a nice toasty beverage.
Sure.
Mm, so comfy. I get under my Snuggie. It's a cozy all over is what it's called.
But I don't want it to be scalding hot. Like when you give it to you, well, what's the point? If it's so hot, I've got to sit here and wait 15 minutes before I can get a sip of this hot chocolate. I think I'd want like somewhere between like lukewarm and hot.
A little bit more than lukewarm, like a little less than hot.
Pretty warm plus. Chocolate. Like pretty warm chocolate.
Yeah. Well,
so I want to drink it right away. It's like it's the flip side of the shake. When you get a shake and it's like, well, this is going to take 20 minutes for this stupid thing to get where I can suck it through a straw.
Yeah, put it in the ice. I mean, put a little cube of ice in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, unlike last time you got that advice, you dropped a cube of ice in boiling hot grease from the turkey fryer, and it exploded.
Oh, I was thinking about
because
that story.
Do you remember Riggins? He asked his ex-wife, Shauna, hey, the grease is a little hot. I need to cool it down fast. Who, she said, does it this way?
Her brother, uncle,
close. You're getting the right
brother-in-law.
No, it was somebody's name and them.
Oh no, I don't.
Bubba and them.
Bubba and them
just drop a couple of ice cubes in it.
Well, Bubba.
Bubba's not his real name though.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Davron is his real name. Davron, but everybody just calls him Bubba.
Is anybody's real name Bubba?
I don't know. Because there was a family we knew growing up. And they had two sons. One was my age, and the other one was. And I don't know if that's his real name, but everybody called him was Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah. My sister-in-law Christy and her husband Chuck, they have twins, and one's a boy, one's a girl. They're identical twins. Actually, that's impossible. But they call each other Bubby and Sissy.
Oh,
Bubby and Sissy.
That's cute.
Yeah. But is there anything more southern than Bubby and Sissy? Calling your brother and sister Bubby and Sissy?
Yeah, I had a guy growing up, he was my age, but his older brother, now that you made me think about it, his older brother, he called his older brother Bubba, but his name was Blake.
Yeah.
Nobody else called him Bubba. We're just like, okay.
Yeah, in the rural South, Bubba is a term for a brother, usually an older brother.
Yeah.
And it's also a generic name when you're talking to somebody. Hey, what kind of cigarettes you got there, Bubba? You know, kind of like dude or,
yeah,
you know, easy money.
Hey, easy money.
Hey, come here. Hey, come here, outlaw. Hey, what you did into last night, outlaw?
Easy money was one of my dad's favorites when he didn't know somebody's name. Look out, look out, here comes easy money. Oh, like, oh, he has no idea who this guy is.
my uncle.
What you say, easy money?
Oh, no, not me. Hell, you the one that's easy money, not me.
Easy money.
Easy money.
I ain't got no damn money. I'm so broke I can't pay attention. Then they would have a back and forth of who's the most broke. You know, it's the southern man thing. You don't hear women doing that, calling each other, you know, easy money and, you know, prostitute. Come here, prostitute.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at ACETJ.com.
Hey, look, if you got a business, you need to start advertising on Share Funny. Not just because we would appreciate your business and the revenue we would get from that for our little business called ATJ Inc., but because we need longer commercial breaks so I can pee. That's the main reason. So we need some commercials.
Come on. I just wanted a little sip of something that wasn't water, like a little Diet Coke or something like that. I don't have time to go down there.
Damn it. You got your bottled Joy right over there.
But like I said, that's water, and I want something just a little sip of something other than water.
Get you some of that stuff that that you skeet into the water.
I do something about.
Yeah, it's that commercial where the brother's in the desert, and he comes on some ice chest full of water, and he's all upset. And then the military brother flies over in a helicopter and drops him down some of that flavoring stuff.
Amanda wouldn't like that. She'd be like, I don't like it. That's not good for your health.
It's okay. Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because the energy drinks, she likes to point, those are not good for your health. Well, okay.
Still drinking them.
Still having one a day.
So, you know, what else is not good for my health? Falling asleep on the road. Right. While I'm driving. Which one do you want?
Yeah, neither is having somebody up my ass all day. An entire person in my ass. That's probably not great for me either.
All day, every day.
Very uncomfortable.
Have y'all gotten into like real arguments, serious arguments over stuff like that? That she says you're doing
not good for you? No.
Like, you know, stop drinking the energy drinks. That sort of thing?
No, not a real argument or anything like that.
Mm, good. Mm. Oh, did y'all go to the premarital counseling thing?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was yesterday?
Yeah, we went yesterday.
Okay.
Pass the test?
It wasn't a test. You just go and, you know.
You just have
the
to
first
go.
Time of several that you
That's
go.
That's what I was saying. You only have to go once because we had to go a few times.
Yeah, you go a few times. And I've never gone through it before. So, you know, it was cool. It was just kind of, yesterday was kind of a get to know you. You know, I'm waiting on, you know, the... So, let's be honest.
Oh, Lord.
David, what bothers you? Okay.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Strap in, sir. Here we go.
Take out your notepad.
Yeah.
He all of a sudden slips into Denzel Washington. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So, I would have...
No, it was fine. It was no big deal.
I don't think I would have done that when I got married, except... it was my wife's home church preacher,
right,
who was marrying us, and he pretty much, you know, strongly recommended that we go through that and all that. I think he may have even, it was understood that he wouldn't do the ceremony if we didn't.
In some states, it's a requirement. What? That it's part of getting the marriage license and everything.
Yeah. But... You know, if it came up now, you're better at all that than I am. I'd be like, I'm not going to say, I would say, whoever it is, I know more about counseling than they do. Whether I do or not, I would say I did. Like, so what you want to know about us before we get married? I'll tell you.
Yeah. What you want to know?
Yeah. to my next bride, I would say that. Yeah. You don't have to go to some counselor or some preacher to you know, analyze our relationship. I can do it right here.
Yeah, I can tell you how to smooth this whole thing over.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to ease out the rough spots, but you're going to need to pay attention.
Yeah, I don't think the preacher's going to say, STFU. Which is all you need to do for marital harmony is sometimes learn how to STFU.
Stop.
Right, preacher?
Right.
Tell her, preacher. A wife is supposed to make herself available to a husband every time he wants it. That's in the Bible. Show her. Show her where that is, preacher.
I'm like, I don't want no smoke.
Can you imagine the preacher? Let's slow down a minute. Let's take a deep breath.
Yeah, that's biblical.
Yeah.
I look at the preacher like, go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead, say that you agree with him.
Mm-hmm. I say, all right, so you're not going to listen to him? All right, you want me to tell him how you were raised? See what he says about that? You want to tell him how it was growing up in the hall? You want to tell him how you celebrate Jesus' birthday and the resurrection? Then if I was you, I would go along with it.
I love that. Is that what you mean? You mean tell them how you celebrate the resurrection? You don't? All right. All right. Then they'll be quiet.
Know your place.
Put you on the stand as the number one Jehovah's Witness in the case.
I'll do it.
I don't think I won't. You'll be seeing some rattlesnakes come out of that box. Have you ever seen that, Alexis? The church ceremonies and all that use snakes in their service?
Mm-hmm. I've seen YouTube videos of that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? For what?
I think it all comes down to it's the serpent. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it comes down to God's trust, how much trust you have in God that the snake won't bite you.
Mm-mm. You know what God also doesn't want? You being stupid.
Stupid, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
There was a big one. It was an attempted murder case or something in Alabama where they accused the preacher of using the snake to actually harm somebody that he was trying to get rid of in his church or something. Look, and they're just picking up, in these videos Regan's pulled up, they're just picking up rattlesnakes out of the grass to put them in the service. And we're going to use them Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they look like people that would be hunting snakes for church.
That's just one of those, I'm sorry, I'm not knocking it, but I guess this is one of those things I've never understood. Like, God just doesn't want, I understand the thought of, I'll trust that God will take care of me. But God also gave you a mind and a brain because he wants you to be able to think for yourself, gave you free will, but he wants you to be able to determine, hey, don't do something dumb.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
See, I would look at it like God blessed me with more intelligence than to be grabbing a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Man.
It's just one of those things I've never been able to grasp.
That's the type of church my grandmother goes to where they're like dancing around and yelling. They start like talking in different languages. I went one time and it scared me.
Is it a Pentecostal?
Pentecostal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking in tongues.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I remember.
Is the music really good?
Usually
in a Pentecostal church, the music is excellent.
I don't remember that. Oh. I remember just being scared. Okay,
so they must not have come out with, you know, some sick beats.
No, I guess not.
I don't remember anybody rapping.
Yeah. Stop.
So, no, the music wasn't good.
You got any titty boy in there?
That band could be straight fire, but it's like, wait on somebody to drop us in.
Yeah, that was 2 Chainz' name before he was 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Titty Boy.
Because somebody said nobody's ever going to play you on the radio if your name's Titty Boy.
Yeah, they were like, we need to have a talk about your name. What? Like, you can't go by Titty Boy anymore. What? I've been Titty Boy my whole life. Like, well, to get you on the radio,
It's going to make it difficult, so we think something else.
He just came up with 2 Chainz.
Yeah, what do you recommend? Well, he went to Duffel Bag Boy for a minute. And then,
Duffel Bag Boy?
I think so.
Stop.
But I remember him. He will always be Titty Boy to me.
So then he just looked down. He was wearing 2 necklaces. So, yeah, call me 2 Chainz.
Call me 2 Chainz.
Put a Z on it, though, to make it,
to make it cool.
Yeah. Now, does he ever wear more than 2 or less than 2? Is it always 2 to go with the name?
Yeah, usually just 2.
Mm-hmm. But you don't want to overdo it.
No.
2 Chainz.
They're very big.
Mm-hmm. Almost considered gaudy.
One could make the argument.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on ACEandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
It is so cold in here. Good Lord, it's cold.
It's cold in here.
But if y'all don't know that you're listening, the temperature in the room never changes. It's always on 70, but it will be warm. And sometime around 8:30, 9 o'clock Eastern, the air kicks in and it gets much cooler. But the temperature will never change. The readout never changes in the room.
My legs are about to get a lot warmer when I pee down them. Oh, my God. I have tears.
Streaming.
I'm crying down my leg. Thanksgiving, what day is Thanksgiving on this year?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
What day is
it? Yeah, I was thought to say that.
What day is it this year? Huh? What day is Christmas on this year? They got a list from this new site called Yahoo.
Hot new site.
Yeah. And they've asked people what the most tempting desserts during the holiday season are. Number 5, and you know this had to be some Yankees, cherry pie. Ugh.
Nope.
Ugh. I don't like cherry pie.
I wouldn't hit a dog in the ass with a cherry pie. Number 4, cinnamon rolls. Okay, I love cinnamon rolls, but that's not a traditional holiday dessert, is
it? It's like something you have Thanksgiving morning while you're getting ready to do whatever.
Number 3, sugar cookies.
I like a sugar cookie, but that's not a dessert.
Now we're really getting into the serious desserts. Number 2 is apple pie, and number 1 is pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin.
For me, it's banana pudding.
Yeah.
That's a Thanksgiving staple dessert. A banana pudding, pecan pie. Those are my 2 favorites.
Banana pudding, pecan pie are the 2 we always had every year at Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Because we always went to my aunt's house.
Ain't Mickey and them?
Ain't Mickey and them. Mickey, yeah. They live in Colfax, Louisiana. Lived at the time in Colfax, which literally is the home of the Louisiana Pecan Festival. So mm-hmm. It would have been damn traitorous to not have a pecan pie.
Yeah. And you know what else was anti-American about that whole thing? Is that every day, every year, that damn pecan festival in Colfax was on the first day of deer season.
Yeah.
So everybody wanted to go to the pecan festival because, I mean, it's what everybody did. It's a big deal.
It was a good time.
But You know, women get mad because they got to wait on their husbands to get in from hunting. Not to mention, you want to hunt in the morning and in the evening. You can't hunt in the evening when you're at the damn pecan festival.
It's true.
Man. Why can't you just go with your mom?
Parade starts at 10. You got to get there early and get a good spot.
A parade?
I hate a parade.
Yeah, then a parade kind of kicked off the day. Colfax, Louisiana, population's got to be 700. I don't know. It's tiny. But there would be thousands of people would show up every year.
Is it a pecan-themed parade?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's a pecan queen. And
a pecan queen?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, you got...
pecan queen.
Yeah, and that pageant is a qualifier for the Miss Louisiana pageant. So it's a big deal.
Yeah,
Literally.
I was joking, but I wasn't far off. The population of Colfax is 1,492 in 2018.
Yeah.
Population peaked in 1990. It was 2,200.
Yeah, and that's Grant Parish, right?
What?
Okay, we look up the whole population of Grant Parish. I bet it's not a whole lot.
1,000?
And you know we have parishes in Louisiana instead of counties.
Parish? Alexis.
Yeah, it's parish. Because Louisiana was founded by a bunch of Catholics.
All of Grant Parish, the entire, it's like an entire county, 22,389 as of 2019.
But you know what? They free as the Lord intended.
A lot of farmers, a lot of farmland in Grant Parish.
A lot of. I wish you could Google how many guns are in Grant Parish. Yeah. A lot more than 22,000.
I'm going to get you a picture of the pecan festival.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. It's the theme of this year's festival is obesity. We got some.
Yeah, it's not exactly, you know, beach body.
Yeah.
It's not sponsored by Beachbody, you know, P90X 12 or whatever they're up to now.
You go to Aunt Sissy's.
Yeah.
Get
there you go.
Gator Bites.
Gator Bites.
Yeah.
Philly cheesesteak, Riggins. That's the Midway right there across the railroad tracks. What's the big open field on the other side, right across from Main Street.
Crawfish Reagan. What is that?
Yeah. Do they not have any...
We used to have baklava for our Jewish friends.
For it's Greek.
Baklava. Yeah. Baklava. I don't know.
Greek. Yeah, it's Greek.
For our Jewish Greek friends.
For the Jew Greeks.
The chosen people of the pecan festival.
Cajun pistols.
Yeah, I bet you that food is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Louisiana food trucks.
Yum.
I've never been though, Ace. I've never been to the pecan festival. I didn't know they had it was like a fair and like a carnival.
Yeah. There's a whole big thing and a lot of.
That for lawnmower races?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they have lawnmower races.
Stop it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a big carnival, and then I think it's obviously gotten smaller through the years. But when I was a kid growing up, it was always a big thing. We went every year, but they had a. Big street dance at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Louisiana's really big on street dances.
Yeah.
What is a street dance?
Just dancing in the street.
Just dancing in the street?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they would have a ton of booths set up, and every year there was some kind of celebrity that would come in, like, you know, Boss Hogg from Dukes of Hazzard was the grand marshal one year, that kind of thing. Or a dignitary from the state of Louisiana would come in, and they'd have... contests, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, pecan spitting.
Yeah, or you know.
Something chunky.
Yeah, who could...
stuff being canned and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, who could crack open the most pecans in 60 seconds? You know, they called it the nut busting.
You know, homemade leather goods being sold, that kind of stuff. But yeah, big parade. It was always
That's
a good time.
Not what it's called.
They may have even had a greased pig contest for the kids. Or
I think they had that on Friday.
Because there is a thing, Alexis, at the Couchon de Lait Festival in Morrisville, Louisiana. Wasn't it Morrisville, the Couchon de Lait?
Mansura.
And they would get... all the kids who wanted to participate out in this little fenced off area, little pen area, and they would turn loose a young pig, because couchon de lait means suckling pig, and that's the dish that they serve at the thing. And so all these kids running around chasing this little pig, and the one who caught it got to keep it. So we're out there with the radio station just watching it go on, and when they turn the pig loose, all the kids start chasing it and trying to catch it. And on the little boy, who's about 8 years old, nine, grabbed it by one of its legs, and he caught it. And then the official, so to speak, like the ref, ran over there, you know, called it all. He got it. He picked up the pig and put it into a burlap sack and handed it to the little kid's dad.
What?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they didn't win it to have it as a pet. They won it to eat it.
And they just put it alive in the burlap sack?
Yeah.
That's sad.
So they take the theory, like they then take it home, and they're supposed to, you know, tend to the pig, so to speak, for a year, and then they slaughter and bring it back the next year, and it's, you know.
No, look how cute it is.
You look at something badass, though.
Oh, look, there you go. Little boy got it.
Oh, yeah, like my that. God, I don't like that. That's not cute.
I think it's adorable.
So this is at the Couchon de Lait Festival. They build a huge T-shaped shed with a fire underneath it, and they line it with you can't see it underneath this crap. That's all the pigs. They line it and hang it, and they start. Mm-hmm. That's what starts the festival when the fire is lit. They cook Friday, all day Saturday, mm-hmm. and on Sunday, after church on Sunday, there's a huge meal that everybody comes. You pay so much money. It's just like the town comes for have a massive meal, and everybody eats these pigs that have been there.
I bet it is delicious.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, they don't hang them up there alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope not. I would still.
But you were making a face like that's the way they did it.
No.
They don't do it that way.
It's just the fact
nobody
of
nobody wants to eat her.
I don't want to see the baby pig.
Well, it's not a baby when they eat it.
Yeah, but then over there on that side, you got the kid chasing the baby pig, so you know what the aftermath is.
Yeah, after it grows up, yeah.
Poor
it's like
thing.
The same aftermath of any pork you eat.
But I don't look at it as a baby first.
Oh.
So it's okay.
As long as you keep it away from yourself.
Yes. Yeah,
man, it's just babies feeding babies is all it is. Because them babies catch it, and that's their contribution to the family. They pour. You going to hold that against them?
No.
Or some kind of animal rights bullshit.
So at the Couchon de Lait, they have
Couchon de Lait.
On Saturday, they have a thing all day. It's just, they have, you know, bands play, but they have different things for the kids and all that kind of stuff. Like there's an egg toss, and, you know, a lot of fun stuff. And then it closes down about, what, 4? Probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They take a few hours pause because when they fire it back up again at 7, it's a damn street dance.
Yeah, no kids allowed.
Don't bring the kids back to this one. And it's everything there is sponsored by a beer company.
Oh, so it's just
it's a great party.
So this dancing on the street is just like random people just start dancing, or is there like a choreographed dance?
No, it's like you know, you and your spouse or whatever. You're there, hey, you want to dance? Oh yeah, so you go dance together and all. Yeah.
Yeah, live bands play out. They have a big stage set up out on the street, and live bands play, mm-hmm. and they have it's kind of in a big parking lot area.
That sounds fun.
Oh, right, it's a great time.
It's not like a dance battle or anything.
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, it's already been brought in to the Couchon de Lait.
I'm sure there hasn't been a big piece of cardboard thrown down on the street in years and years and years.
Shut up.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.